preview, this one from scout.com. And the thing I liked about this, Nate, is they're not only predicting the upcoming season, but they're also going game by game.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty cool here. So let's start with the most important team to most people, and that would be the Arkansas Razorbacks. They have Arkansas going this year, and I think most fans, if you ask them, would take this right now. 6-6, including 2-6 in conference play. Now, they've got them winning all four non-conference games, which is a great challenge, especially thinking about going out and beating a Rutgers team that beat you in your place last year.
Yeah, and I think that is the biggest game of the entire year. If they're going to go to a bowl, I think they need to win at Rutgers. I really do, but it's not going to be easy to do that. But I think if you're 3-0 going into that game, you've got some momentum. You've played at home three in the games. You've improved, hopefully, and you go out there ready to go. And if you can win that one, you ought to be bowl eligible.
What would be devastating is if you do win those first four games and you're sitting at 4-0 before you get into conference play and you somehow don't get into a bowl.
That'd be really tough. Kind of like Mississippi State, how they rolled for their schedule and then kind of had a collapse.
Yeah, they did. Well, they predict Arkansas will go 2-6, so they've got the wins in conference play. Interesting, I thought. South Carolina as one of them and Auburn. Both home games for Arkansas. And, of course, the Auburn game, to me, for Arkansas, you know, you've got the Gus tie. You've got a little bit of bad blood there mixed up from media day. But the great news for Arkansas is that game comes a week after the open date.
Yeah.
And it's 2 weeks after Alabama. So the good news is Auburn's going to look pretty pedestrian after watching Alabama in person.
Absolutely.
So that'll be good for Arkansas. They get a little extra time to prepare. The South Carolina game, I'm not sure about. Now, there's, you know, again, you're on the road at Florida the week before. And, of course, it's the week before Alabama on the road. But, I mean, and you do have it at home. And
you played two tough games in a row with A&M and Florida.
And it's homecoming, so hopefully the guys will get up for it, maybe a little bit extra. But, you know, I would say, you know, Mississippi State and Little Rock would be a much better game to win.
Me too.
But bottom line for me is if they win six, I'll be thrilled. They've got Alabama losing one game this year, and it's LSU. They have LSU at home, though. LSU's got a very tough schedule this year, including that trip over there to Alabama, but they've got Alabama losing that game at home, and of course LSU has won there in the past, so it wouldn't be unprecedented.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Auburn, they've got going 6-6. I think Auburn's over under is right around six in Vegas. So
got LSU losing at Ole Miss.
LSU losing at Ole Miss? Yes, that's right.
Wow,
that would be one.
Hugh Freeze would take that, wouldn't
he? One big surprise. I'm sure he would. They've got Auburn 6-6, LSU 10-2, and their losses coming to Georgia on the road and Ole Miss on the road. And I think Ole Miss is going to be vastly improved. I'm not sure they're going to get LSU this year, but we'll see.
Yeah.
They have, but then the weirdest thing is they've got Ole Miss, a team that a lot of people are expecting to break through with 7 or 8 wins, with only six wins.
Yeah. But one of them being LSU.
Opening at Vanderbilt. They even have them opening with a loss to Vanderbilt on the road. Southeast Missouri a win, at Texas a loss, open date, then at Alabama. At Auburn, both losses. A&M at home, a loss. Then they have winning back-to-back games with LSU and Idaho. An open date. Then Arkansas, Troy, and Missouri, all wins they have slated here for Ole Miss. And then they lose at Mississippi State, which I don't think is going to happen.
No.
Mississippi State, is they got them going 500. They got a lot of bowl teams here, I'll say that. So by their estimation at scout.com, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The entire West going to bowl games this year. Nobody falling below that six-win mark.
What do you think about A&M?
I think A&M is going to take a step backwards, but I don't think it'll be enough for it to
not
be significant.
Step.
No, I don't think so. They've got them going 9-3. I think that's about right. They open with Louisiana Tech, which would have been a much more difficult game last year to start the season.
Yeah.
Florida at home, they've got a win. At SMU, South Carolina at home, and then they've got them losing. They've got them losing to
Arkansas.
We say at the same time. Something's wrong here. They've got them. They've got Arkansas losing to A&M, and they've got. A&M losing
little,
to Arkansas.
Little misprint there.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they think that's going to be a win, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You need to rethink that, guys. They're like, well, we'll be right on one of them. But they only have three losses down for with that one. So maybe they'll think they'll go to 10-2. They get the losses being at Alabama and LSU at home.
I think it's going to be interesting because Manziel, the spotlight is so bright on him. It doesn't sound like he's handled it very well. And you've got a new offensive line, you've got to plug in some guys. I think it could be a recipe for, I'm not going to say a collapse, but I don't know. There's been a lot of red flags with him, and you wonder if something would happen early on where they don't do well.
Are they red?
A little bit.
Are they yellow flags, maybe?
Maybe yellow.
Some caution flags.
There's some.
Not a red flag. There,
well, there's some things that the way he's acting that just kind of make you wonder how much you can stand up to the pressure. I mean, a lot of good things happened last year, Justin. Not a lot of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if right off the bat
yeah,
some things go wrong.
That's true. It's possible.
It could happen. I don't know.
They have a couple of teams underachieving and one team way overachieving from what expectations are, although their schedule certainly is helpful. But they got Florida 9-3, which is about what I'm expecting. Mm-hmm. Georgia 11-1, which is a little better than I expect, including the only loss being to Florida. And, of course, they don't play Alabama in the coming season. They do close with Florida, with Georgia Tech, rather, out of conference.
Missouri 8-4?
That was the one. Missouri at 8-4 is a little bit overshot from what most people have, Matt. Their losses, they have A&M at Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Georgia. So I don't know if that's accurate or not. I don't feel great about that particular
prediction. Their non-conference schedule is not great.
Murray State, Toledo at Indiana, and then a difficult game against Arkansas State. So we'll see.
In Indiana, I don't know if that's at Indiana, if that's a game.
That'll be a game they could lose. South Carolina 10-2, Tennessee at 500, and Vanderbilt 6-6, which would be a little bit underestimated from what a lot of people have. Yeah. And as I mentioned, A&M again at 9-3. But considering they have Arkansas and A&M both losing the A&M game,
the
credibility of the scout list has sort of been shot all to heck. So we'll just have to you can take it for what it's worth, I guess, with a grain of salt, probably. All right, if you want to vote on Villains, 433-1037. 1-800-477-1037. I need to get Rodney Plack in here. He's going to make the villain list pretty soon. I'm going to get Josh on. Josh wants to vote. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I love the show. I want to throw down Vader just because, I mean, come on, it's Vader.
Yeah, no, Vader's a one seed. We're trying to pare back the field to get to a field of 32, and then they're going to count it down from 32 all the way to one starting next week. So we're trying to pare it down. So you want to help out?
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay, you're going to help me eliminate some guys. Mr. Glass from Unbreakable and Wade. Did you ever see River Wild, the movie with Kevin Bacon when he was kind of a mean?
Yeah. I'd have to say Glass.
Yeah, I would too. What about Warden Norton from Shawshank or Predator from Predator?
That's got to be Predator.
Does it?
Yeah, well, I mean, even though he doesn't really talk, you know, I mean, it's Predator. He'll tear you apart.
You know, we didn't put Alien in this, but Alien could have been in there, too, from the original.
Yeah, dude, Alien versus Predator thing.
Yeah. Emperor Commodus, which was played by Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator, or Chucky from Child's Play.
I'd have to go on Gladiator.
Okay. And Alex Forrest from Fatal Attraction.
Yep.
Played by who? What's her name?
Gosh, what is her name?
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Yes, I get her and Meryl Streep mixed up.
I know.
Yeah, they look kind of alike there.
They're both female actors. Or Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
It's got to be Buffalo Bill.
Okay. All right, very good, Josh. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you bet. Yeah, Darth Vader's a one seat, so you're safe there. Don't worry. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. If you want in on the villains, we would love to hear from you. Roughly now, Nate Olson joining us here, and we will be here until 1 o'clock today, but the deals will continue on beyond that. So Nate, of course, if you don't know, is the editor of Sync Weekly. Lots of good stuff. Lynn and Sherwood, Justin, I think there's one TV villain you need to put in your contest, the all-time worst villain that people love to hate and was probably liked or probably talked about around the water coolers at work more than all the ones in your contest have to be JR from the original Dallas series.
Yeah.
I could make a case for
that. If you're going villain of all TV and movie genres, he's right up there.
I was talking about how I found out that my father was in much the same way that Luke found out that Darth Vader was his dad. Kev says, wow, did Frank slice your hand off too? No, he didn't. Steve in the Spa City, ultimate movie villain, Debo from Friday.
Yeah.
Debo's a bad man. Scott says, Wild Bill from the Green Mile. Yeah, that was brought up by somebody else too, but... I know I'm in the minority. I didn't like Green Mile. I think I thought it was going to be more of a believable type movie like Shawshank is, more of a realistic movie. And then all of a sudden when the moths started flying out of Michael Clark Duncan's mouth, they lost me.
Right.
I'm like, I'm out. I'm out on this. I honestly, I don't remember anything about that movie other than that. And the other thing is one of the main guards ended up going on and marrying Courtney Stodden. So I'm sort of over it. I don't need any more nominations. We've got our field set. I need votes. You got to help me eliminate people. Steve wants in.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Steve. All right, Steve. Mr. Glass or Wade?
Mr. Glass.
Warden Norton or Predator?
Warden.
That's a good vote. Emperor Commodus from Gladiator or Chucky from Child's Play?
Let's go with Chucky.
Speaking of, when's our boy going to get a job? Or is he going to keep working at ESPN?
Oh,
It's safe to say he's not coming to Arkansas?
Not coming to Arkansas.
How about Alex Forrest from Fatal Attraction or Buffalo Bill, Silence of the Lambs?
Buffalo Bill.
Okay, look, if you get home today and there's a rabbit cooking on your stovetop, don't blame me. You've been warned. Greg.
Yeah.
Mr. Glass or Wade?
Wade.
Oh, Wade stays alive. Warden Norton or Predator?
Warden Norton.
Warden Norton, okay. The Emperor from Gladiator or Chucky?
The Emperor.
Okay. And the Rabbit Cooker in Fatal Attraction or Buffalo Bill?
Buffalo Bill.
All right, Buffalo Bill. That's very Buffalo Bill-esque. You just
I got to ask, too, and I know you didn't want any more nominations, but do we have the Wicked Witch of the West in the house anywhere?
She's a one seat, homie. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the beginning, so I...
Going so soon.
Yeah, we actually didn't. We haven't run through the whole field, but we're going to post the bracket once we get it down to 32. Which is the fact that we have to get it down to 32 is quite remarkable. But nevertheless, yeah, she's in there. She's a one seed along with Jaws, Darth Vader, and Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, well, I got a 5-year old that's got to cover her head up when the witch comes on. I don't even know if she's seen her yet. So that's just
look,
one of those that you got to.
The witch is amateur hour. It's the flying monkey.
Yeah,
that
that's what freaked me out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the new movies kind of given those monkeys a new life. But
Mila Kunis plays the Wicked Witch in the new one.
Yeah, but you guys have invented a new form of train wreck, and this is one of those that you just got to be in on, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, the summer bracket, it's like saccharin. It's not necessarily good for you, but it's something you can't turn away from. David.
Hey, sir.
You want to eliminate some people?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go.
You can eliminate people like Aaron Hernandez. Here we go. Mr. Glass or Wade?
Wade.
Wade's staying alive. Yeah. Man, people really... 6 degrees of separation from Wade. Warden Norton or Predator?
Predator.
All right, Predator stays alive. The Emperor from Gladiator or Chucky from Child's Play?
Chucky.
Stays alive. Buffalo Bill's already advanced, so you're good. Thank you for your help.
Buffalo Bill. I got one quick question. I didn't hear... Did Rebecca De Mornay from The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, did she get nominated?
Did not get a nomination. I don't think she could have won anyway, but that's a good one for sure. She's pretty creepy. So I'm sure they're...
Too.
Yeah, she's attractive. Yeah, and in much the same way that guys thought twice about stepping out after watching Fatal Attraction, I'm sure a lot of people were very much more careful about their nannies.
The kids,
after that particular movie. So.
Well, thanks. Greatly appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks, David.
For some
reason,
my mom hired a babysitter after that movie.
Well, lucky you. She's like, you're like, you can rock my cradle.
Hey, anytime.
How do you do? I know I'm 14. What of it? Torin?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, you're going to actually settle out three of these, I think. Mr. Glass or Wade?
Ooh. Let's go Wade.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Glass. Not so unbreakable after all. The Shawshank Warden or Predator?
The warden. He was a...
All right. Yes, he was.
I hated that guy.
How about the Emperor from Gladiator or Chucky?
Oh, Emperor. Joaquin Phoenix. I wanted to punch a dude in the head.
Yeah. Okay, well, you did good work here. I appreciate your help.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man. All right, well, we got... Nate, I'll let you make the deciding vote so we can move on. You going with the Emperor or Chucky?
Chucky.
All right, terrible pick, but that's fine.
I like it.
All right. Yeah, Chucky's probably a little more iconic figure.
I like Chucky.
Yeah,
I
liked him. Gladiator was a good flick. A better movie.
Yeah.
But I think as far as villains go, Chucky's probably up there.
Very interesting villain. Is Macaulay Culkin in this from that Good Son where he's that...
Boy, he's
he in this?
No.
Okay. Like, that was another movie that was very disturbing.
It was.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, he plays a whacked-out kid a little too well.
Yeah, he did.
He plays a whacked-out kid now, and he's a grown man.
Yeah.
All right, it's 11:28, and you're in the zone. We're going to take a timeout. I do want to say thanks again to our friends from Jason's Deli, and I want to tell everybody, too, that tomorrow we're going to be out at Ideal Feet. That is on I-430 and Rodney Parham, and I don't know how your feet are doing these days, Nate, but if you are having any kind of issues whatsoever, pop in. And they actually have a new manager since we were there last time, so we're looking forward to visiting with him. If you're tired of suffering from foot pain, you're tired of buying flimsy art supports, Look, the bottom line is if you're getting second-rate service on your feet, you need to get into Ideal Feet right now. Do what I did. Take the challenge and get into Ideal Feet. Take whatever useless orthotic or gel insert or sling you've tried for your foot pain, let the experts at Ideal Feet show you why it doesn't work, and they'll explain to you why their product does. You go in there, you don't need an appointment, you go through that foot process, they have you kind of check it out, they figure out where your deficiencies are, and they have like 200 different styles of inserts. So they get your foot straightened out, quite literally, get your body aligned properly, and you'll walk out of there smiling. Ideal Feet, free foot assessments every day, money back guarantee. So get in there and take the challenge. Ideal Feet, I-430 and Rodney Parham.